Section 9. Passengers, cargo and group riding. Only skilled, experienced riders should carry passengers or heavy loads, or ride in groups. If you choose to do any of these, you will need to know some important information. Carrying passengers and cargo. Before carrying a passenger or heavy loads, know how both could affect motorcycle operation. The extra weight of a passenger or cargo will affect the way your motorcycle handles, requiring extra practice, preparation, and caution. For this reason, only experienced riders should attempt to carry passengers or large loads. Before taking a passenger or heavy load on the street, check the air pressure of both tires and adjust the suspension settings to compensate for the lower rear of the motorcycle. Refer to the owner's manual for more information. When carrying a passenger, your motorcycle should have a seat large enough to hold both of you. The passenger should be seated behind you and should sit as far forward as possible. No passenger, regardless of age, should be seated in front of you. Footrests for the passenger to prevent them from falling off and pulling you off, too. Secure hand strap or solid handholds for the passenger to hold onto. The passenger can also hold onto your waist, hips, or belt. When riding with passengers, ride a little slower, especially when taking curves, corners, or bumps. Start slowing earlier. You may need to use more pressure on the brakes. Wait for larger gaps to cross, enter, or merge in traffic. Incorporate a larger cushion of space when stopping or slowing the cycle. Instructing passengers. Your passenger should wear the same protective gear as you. As a routine practice, instruct your passenger on cycling basics prior to starting their trip. Even if your passenger is a motorcycle rider, provide complete instructions before you start. Tell your passenger to get on the motorcycle only after you have started the engine. Keep both feet firmly planted on the cycle's footrests, even when stopped. Keep legs away from the muffler, chains, or moving parts. Hold firmly onto your waist, hips, or passenger hand grips. Stay directly behind you and look over your shoulder in the direction of the turn or curve to help you lean in the direction of the turn or curve. Avoid unnecessary conversation and movement when the cycle is in operation. Also, tell your passenger to tighten his or her hold when you approach surface problems, are about to start from a stop, are about to turn sharply or make a sudden move. Carrying loads. Most motorcycles are not designed to carry much cargo. Small loads can be carried safely if positioned and fastened properly. Keep the load low, secure loads low to the seat and not against rear seat frames. Fasten loads securely, or put them in saddlebags. Piling loads against a sissy bar or frame on the back of the seat changes the motorcycle's center of gravity and disturbs its balance. Keep the load forward. Place the load over, or in front of, the rear axle. Tank bags keep loads forward, but use caution when loading hard or sharp objects. Make sure the tank bag does not interfere with handlebars or controls. Mounting loads behind the rear axle can affect how the motorcycle turns and brakes. It can also cause a wobble. Distribute the load evenly. Load saddlebags with about the same weight on each side. An uneven load can cause the motorcycle to pull to one side. Overloading may also cause the bags to catch in the wheel or chain, locking the rear wheel and prompting the cycle to skid. Secure the load. Fasten the load securely with elastic cords, bungee cords, or nets. Elastic cords with more than one attachment point per side are more secure. A tight load won't catch in the wheel or chain, causing it to lock up and skid. Rope tends to stretch and knots come loose, permitting the load to shift or fall. Group riding. Riding with others is one of the many great experiences of motorcycling. Responsible riders do so in a manner that neither endangers nor interferes with the free flow of traffic. Riding with other cyclists can help to increase rider visibility and safety. Concentration and communication are essential to group riding. You should gain some riding experience before riding in a group. To enhance safety and reduce the risk of injury when riding in groups, you should plan ahead. Keep the group small. Keep your distance. Ride in staggered formation. Don't pair up. Move into single file formation when riding curves, turns, or entering or leaving a highway. Passing in a group. Riders in a staggered formation should pass one at a time. If being passed while riding in a group, maintain your lane position. First, the lead rider should pull out and pass when it is safe. After passing, the leader should return to correct formation position to open up space for rider number two and ride at passing speed. After the first rider passes safely, the second rider should move from the right position to the left, lead position and complete their pass, pulling into staggered formation behind the lead. The rest of the group follows this routine. Pass from the left position and return to the proper formation. The lead rider returns to cruising speed when the last rider has completed the pass. Quick tips. Guidelines for riding with a passenger on your motorcycle. Legal considerations. 1. All state laws and requirements for carrying a passenger must be followed. 2. Some states have specific equipment requirements. Examples. The motorcycle must have passenger footrests, passengers must be able to reach the footrests, and a motorcycle must have a separate seating area for a passenger. 3. The decision to carry a child, assuming all safety and legal factors have been considered, is left to the parent or guardian. Ensure that the child is mature enough to handle the responsibilities, tall enough to reach the footrests, wears a properly fitted helmet and other protective gear, and holds onto you or the passenger handholds. Check your state's laws. A few states have set minimum ages for motorcycle passengers. Operator preparation. 1. Passengers should be considered as a second active rider so they can help ensure that safety and procedural operations are correctly followed. 2. A passenger will affect the handling characteristics of a motorcycle due to the extra weight and independent motion. 3. A passenger tends to move forward in quick stops and may bump your helmet with theirs. 4. Starting from a stop may require more throttle and clutch finesse. 5. Braking procedures may be affected. Braking sooner and/or with greater pressure may be required. 6. More weight over the rear tire may increase the usefulness and stopping power of the rear brake, especially in quick stop situations. 7. Riding on a downgrade will cause braking distance to increase compared to a flat surface. 8. Extra caution is called for in a corner because of the extra weight. Cornering clearances may be affected. 9. More time and space will be needed for passing. 10. The effects of wind, especially side wind, may be more pronounced. Motorcycle preparation. 1. The motorcycle must be designed to accommodate a passenger. 2. The motorcycle owner's manual should be reviewed for manufacturer's tips about motorcycle setup as well as any related operational recommendations. 3. The motorcycle's suspension and tire pressure may need adjustment. 4. Care should be taken to not exceed the weight limitations specified in the owner's manual. Passenger preparation. 1. Passengers should be tall enough to reach the footrests and mature enough to handle the responsibilities. 2. Passengers should wear proper protective gear. 3. Passengers should receive a safety briefing. 4. Passengers should consider themselves a second operator and share responsibility for safety. General safety considerations. 1. You need to be experienced in the motorcycle's operation and have a safety-oriented attitude before taking on the added responsibility of carrying a passenger. 2. Practice low-speed clutch, throttle control as well as normal and emergency braking in a low-risk area like an open parking lot, with a passenger. 3. Use caution in cornering and develop cornering skills over time to ensure passenger comfort and safety. 4. Use caution in corners as clearance may be affected. 5. Use MSFS search, evaluate, execute strategy, SEESM, to increase time and space safety margins. 6. Allow time for a passenger to adjust to the sense of speed and the sensation of leaning. Speeds should be conservatively safe and reasonable until a passenger acclimates to the proper riding techniques. 7. Ensure passengers follow safety procedures. A. Complete personal protective gear is properly in use. B. Hold operator's waist or hips, or motorcycle's passenger handholds. C. Keep feet on footrests at all times, including while stopped. D. Keep hands and feet away from hot or moving parts. E. When in a curve, look over the operator's shoulder in the direction of the turn. F. Avoid turning around or making sudden moves that might affect operation. G. If crossing an obstacle, stand on the pegs with the knees slightly bent and allow the legs to absorb the shock upon impact. 8. Allow more time for passing. 9. Be ready to counter the effects of wind. 10. Avoid extreme speeds and dramatic lean angles. 11. Be ready for a passenger bump with their helmet or with their whole body sliding forward during hard braking. 12. Have the passenger mount after the motorcycle's stand is raised and the motorcycle is securely braced. Hold the front brake lever if the surface isn't level. 13. Have the passenger dismount first. 14. Annually complete a basic rider course 2 skills practice with a passenger. 15. Have frequent passengers complete a basic rider course so they can better understand the operator's task. Quick tips. MSFS Guide to Group Riding. Motorcycling is primarily a solo activity, but for many, riding as a group, whether with friends on a Sunday morning ride or with an organized motorcycle rally, is the epitome of the motorcycling experience. Here are some tips to help ensure a fun and safe group ride. Arrive prepared. Arrive on time with a full gas tank. Hold a rider's meeting. Discuss things like the route, rest and fuel stops, and hand signals. See diagrams on page 61. Assign a lead and sweep, tail, rider. Both should be experienced riders who are well-versed in group riding procedures. The leader should be aware of each rider's skill level before the ride and monitor the riders during the ride. Keep the group to a manageable size, ideally 5 to 7 riders. If necessary, break the group into smaller subgroups, separated by a few seconds, each with a lead and sweep rider. Ride prepared. At least one rider in each group should have a first aid kit and full toolkit, and all riders should carry a cell phone, so the group is prepared for any problem that they might encounter. Ride in formation. The staggered riding formation, see diagram below, allows a proper space cushion between motorcycles so that each rider has enough time and space to maneuver and to react to hazards. The leader rides in the left third of the lane, while the next rider stays at least 1 second behind in the right third of the lane. The rest of the group follows the same pattern. A single file formation with a minimum 2 second following distance is preferred on a curvy road, under conditions of poor visibility or poor road surfaces, entering, leaving highways, or other situations where an increased space cushion or maneuvering room is needed. Avoid side-by-side formations, as they reduce the space cushion. If you suddenly needed to swerve to avoid a hazard, you would not have room to do so. You don't want handlebars to get entangled. Periodically check the riders following using your rearview mirrors. If you see a rider falling behind, slow down so they may catch up. If all the riders in the group use this procedure, the group should be able to maintain a fairly steady speed without pressure to ride too fast to catch up. If you're separated from the group, don't panic. Your group should have a pre-planned procedure in place to regroup. Don't break the law or ride beyond your skills to catch up. For mechanical or medical problems, use a cell phone to call for assistance as the situation warrants. If a rider leaves during the ride, the rest of the group should reform the staggered formation by criss-crossing into the next vacant position. Although it would seem more efficient for the column directly behind the missing rider to move up, we do not recommend it because passing another rider within a lane can be risky.